Wisdom speaks. This is something that's real cool. It's something you really need to be aware of. Where does wisdom come from? Well, first, we're going to understand what it is that personifies wisdom. That's to say, what does it make you look like, or what does she look like? And we're going to address her in the, the feminine, because it would seem that's where wisdom likes to dwell. Does that make any points, or does that not make any points? Anyway, she is in the manuscripts addressed as feminine. Why? Well, we'll let everybody draw their own conclusions.
I volunteered as an example, but
I'm turning
down.
Oh. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So, if you will, let's open our Bibles to the great book of Proverbs. And look where we're going to stick in Proverbs most of the day here and for the lecture. What personifies wisdom, or what does wisdom look like? Okay, what does it cause you to look like when you possess her? Okay, Proverbs verse 7, chapter 1, verse 7. Let's take that. And first, let's understand and get it clear in our mind where all wisdom comes from. The fear, verse 7 reads, chapter 1 of Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now, let's clarify the word fear here. It means reverence. It's a twofold word. It has two meanings. Fear in the sense of being awed by, it means to love. It means to fear or to revere in the sense that one really loves the Father, to want to do His will. The quiet, because all wisdom comes from God. Period. That's just the way it is. But fools do hate instruction. They can't hardly take it. All right? And then they wonder why they have such a rough life. All right? Verse 8. My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. 9. For they shall be, this is the personification, this is what it looks like. For they shall be an ornament of grace, kayan. That means grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. In other words, it's an ornament that people can see. A very wise person is notable. Right? People are drawn to that person for answers, as an example. That's what you are in your community. If you have that stability that wisdom brings. So the personification is, wisdom is an ornament, crown if you like, for your head, and a very beautiful necklace, though invisible, around your neck. The neck is the weakest part of man, all right? And to protect the neck, biblically the Hebrew idiom, I had my foot on his throat or neck. That means you could kill it, okay? So this also protects the neck. Why? Wisdom keeps you out of trouble. You don't have to worry about it. Okay, now, she's also a preacher. She's a teacher. And go on with me down to verse 20. Wisdom, verse 20 of chapter 1, she is a teacher, a preacher. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. That's common sense. She crieth in the chief place of concourse. In the openings of the gates in the city, she uttereth her words, saying, 22, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? So she does teach. And she loves teaching. Now, also, she's a bride, a wife. Turn with me to chapter 4. We're going to take it about 6 through 9. 6 reads, "Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee." 7. "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." That means common sense. With wisdom comes common sense. Nobody's going to blow you out of the saddle real easy with surprises or anything else if you're wise enough to know the world and what goes on in it. Nothing shakes you, all right? "Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her." She'll never leave you. She'll never forsake you as long as you embrace her and hang on to her. I speak of wisdom. "She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace." That's to say love, compassion. The etymology of the word, when we really want to take it to its depth, is for one to graciously bow to someone inferior. Now let that soak in. To graciously bow to someone that is inferior. Alright? In wisdom, of course, okay? But that takes away any thought of big head, smart aleck, know-it-all. That means a person that has patience with someone that is a lower state of wisdom, alright? And so, there we have it. Now, wisdom is something that will, in personification, it gives you protection. She is a preacher, meaning she'll teach you. If you'll hang on to wisdom, she will teach you. But then never forget where wisdom comes from. It comes from God and naturally His Word. So in keeping that, now turn, go on if you would from 4 there to 6, 22. How long will she stay with you? She's a lifetime companion. Verse 22 of chapter 6. "When thou goest, it shall lead thee." That's to say wisdom. "When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee." She's a companion. She comforts you. She's what you have in your mind at night when you lull off to sleep. It's giving you wisdom and planning your... Don't ever waste time. Okay? Don't become a fanatic in anything. But plan your next day before the day gets there a little bit. And then wake when you wake up early in the morning, she'll still be with you. Wisdom will. Lay out your day. Plan it. And at the same time you're planning, plan alternates. What if this happens or that happens? Have a common sense alternate. One of the first things you learn in flying, besides flying the ship, is that you always want a backup. You know, and many of you have been in places you'd like to have a backup or a back out, you know, some other place to go. Wisdom prepares you for all that. She is a lifetime companion if you hold her close. Okay? Now, the same thing in chapter 7. Chapter 7, let's go with verse 1 through 4 on that. Same thing, lifetime companion. "My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee." That means God's word. "Keep my commandments and live," means eternally, "and my law as the apple of thine eye." Do you know what this apple of your eye is? It's the pupil of your eye. Do you protect that pretty good? Naturally, that's why you blink in just, I mean, a split part of a nanosecond. You blink to protect the pupil of your eye. He says, you do that with my word. 3, bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Your heart is mind. You memorize God's way. And, you know, how many of you ever, I hope you don't go that far, but sometimes when you get a little age on you, you have to do tie a string on your finger, you know, to remember something. You know, well, that's what it means, you know. Many times people used to wear scriptures on themselves, you know, to remind themselves. They didn't have King James Bibles, and there was only a scroll down at the main place, and they had to memorize stuff, which maybe we lost something somewhere, but I will take the convenience of having the translation in hand, all right? But hang on to it. Memorize what pleases and displeases God, and you'll be a lot better off. Verse 4, this is why we came here. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. They're kin. They're lifetime companions. And never, never take wisdom for granted. Now, chapter 8 of this great book of Proverbs, we've been through it before, but I want to go through it again. I want wisdom herself to speak to you. And that's what this chapter 8 is about. Chapter 8, verse 1. Doth not wisdom cry? She cries for you to take her. And understanding put forth her voice. She wants you to use her. Some people have a poor example of showing wisdom. They do what they want to do on the spur of the moment. Well, it sounded good. Wisdom always brings the truth forth. 2, she standeth in the top of high places. By the way, in the places of the path. She's with you always, and she's everywhere you go. She will lead you if you allow her. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city. That's the gate of judgment. At the coming in, at the doors. She's everywhere. Wisdom is. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. I suppose the big question is do you hear? When she calls, do you hear? And then foremost, do you listen? You know, do you absorb it? Well, you know, unfortunately, you may not believe this, but there are people walking in this earth that would say, well, I don't know if I would have believed that or not. Well, hey, it's all right with me. It's no skin off my nose, friend. If you don't want to believe God's word, that's your problem. My problem is teach it, okay? And that, I'm saying that on your behalf. That's all you're responsible for. You're not responsible for the world and its whatever. You're responsible for seeing that this truth, that this wisdom, that it speaks. You listen and hear the common sense that comes forth from it, the word of God. Verse 5, O ye simple. This word simple should be translated unsuspecting. We use that word simple Simon, and, well, I guess that's a trademark, isn't it? Whatever. It means unsuspecting, all right? If you don't have wisdom, you're unsuspecting a lot of things. Most things that happen in life. O ye simple, unsuspecting, understand wisdom. And ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Let your mind understand. This is probably one of the hardest things in the world for us to realize, that we have this with us always, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, which is simply common sense. Verse 6, hear or listen, for I will speak of excellent things, important things, information, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. It's going to be truths when wisdom speaks. That's why she's given that name. 7. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Every kind of deception is an abomination to my lips, wisdom speaks. This is why you want to be very careful when you read of the great deception of the end times. Wisdom will save you a lot of steps in learning and in your life by knowing the deception of the end times. In other words, we have Satan and we have Almighty God. And certainly Satan will take your mind if it's at all possible. Verse 8. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. You'll never catch her trying to deceive you, beloved. Righteousness means exactly that. She always does right. There is nothing forward. That means twisted or crafty or perverse, evil in them. You can just kind of let your guard down and accept the love of wisdom from God's Word and from the touch of the Holy Spirit, and know God never wants to fool you. Now, He'll let you fool yourself if you don't partake the wisdom that He makes available by not listening. Verse 9. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge, that have a keen mind, that use it, and simply allow a little common sense to guide their life, rather than living in some boom-boom world, a dream world, to fancy yourself something you're not, to try to... Well, you know, probably one of the worst things man does in this generation, not one of the worst, but one of the common things we do is keep up with the Joneses. Boy, that doesn't mean a flip to me, you know. If somebody can afford something better than I've got, more power to them, praise God. I hope they got it honestly, of course. But don't ever be envious of another man's properties or try to keep up with him. God gives you what you are wise enough with wisdom to take care of, and that's all you got. Now, does He intend you to stay there? No. The more wisdom you acquire, and with time, you should begin to be like the rolling stone and begin to gather a little moss, and rather green on St. Patty's Day, you know, tender green, to have more confidence in yourself. Common sense will do that for you, okay? Knowledge, a little common sense, goes a long way. 10. Receive my instruction and not silver. Now listen to this closely. And knowledge rather than choice gold. Do you know which is the most valuable? Wisdom. Do you know why? Let's take gold. We have two people. One, I'm going to point this way so you don't think I'm pointing at somebody. We have a fool and we have a wise person. We give the fool gold and we give the wise person wisdom. This person is going to be wise enough. I shouldn't do this. But it's St. Paddy's Day and the Irish have a terrible time on this day. It's not going to take the wise person long to part the fool and his gold with company, all right? A good person wouldn't do that, though, right? But you're only smart enough or wise enough to keep up with what you can take care of, you know. We have all kinds of scam artists that lay awake day and night, you know, with schemes and plans, you know. Hey, we're paying 20% interest over here in my offshore bank. Well, I could make 20%. I can almost retire on that. I think I'll send my money offshore. Bye. Bye-bye. There, you know, don't be a dreamer and be sucked in. Naturally, wisdom is more valuable than gold or silver, Because until you attain wisdom, the gold and silver is not going to do you any good. God only gives you what you can take care of. Now, a lot of people get angry at me for saying that, but bless your hearts, is that biblical? Well, kind of not. It's just kind of watching in life. You know what I mean? Maybe that's why it's not nice to say it. I don't know, but it's true. It truly is. And God doesn't ever expect us. Anybody can get down on their luck at whatever age. Bad things can happen. But wisdom makes you get right back in the harness and go up again. All right? Okay. Wisdom doesn't promise you that once you make a chunk of gold, that bad things aren't going to happen. They are. That wisdom sometimes will keep you out of that. But, okay, enough said. 11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. You can't replace wisdom. Okay? Wisdom is stable. She's always with you. She's a lifetime companion. She teaches you how to take care of stuff. By what? Common sense. 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. That means with discretion. Never buy into some harebrained scheme or let some freak talk you into something that you know is not right. And find out knowledge of witty inventions. Wisdom will intuitively let you know in advance when something is not right. Intuitively means the Holy Spirit is going to touch you. And through that wisdom, you're going to know, whoa, that's something wrong there. And naturally, common sense is going to cause you to check it out. 13. The fear, or again, it's the same word, the reverence, the love of the Lord is to hate evil. You can't understand it. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward, the deception of a mouth do I hate. Wisdom can't handle that. Now, what does that say to you? Look at it real close. That means if a person has a froward mouth, a deceptive mouth, if you're expecting to gain wisdom from them, you're barking up the wrong tree. Why? Because wisdom hates them and they're not going to be with them. Okay, think on that a moment. 14. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom, I am understanding, I have strength. And she'll do that for you, beloved. She'll certainly do it for you. Sound wisdom, soundness of mind and heart. 15. By me, kings reign and princes decree justice. They're supposed to, or they don't, they're not popular and they won't be in office long. 16. Why? They won't have God's blessings, okay? By me, princes rule and nobles. Even all the judges of the earth, that is to say those that judge righteously, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. To seek wisdom early means diligently. To diligently make the search. To think on it. And to let wisdom settle into your mind. You know, when you're reading the Psalms and pretty soon you come to this place where it says, Sheila, that means pause. And it always connects two thoughts. It wants you to just stop and think about what was just said. And let it settle down into your mind, and then it's going to give you the answer. So you have prepared your mind as a seedbed to receive the truth that's about to follow. Okay? So it is with those that seek wisdom. You let settle it into your mind to diligently, carefully, not recklessly search for it. 18. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. Don't overlook that word, durable. When something is durable, what does it do? It lasts a long time. Nobody's going to beat you out of it. You know why? Because you've got wisdom. And with these silver and gold and rubies that you're going to grab instead of the wisdom, wisdom owns them. They're with her. In other words, if you utilize that wisdom, those things are going to come to you. Why? God says, if you serve me, I know what you have need of, and I will add that onto you after you do my work or gain my wisdom. 19, my fruit is better than gold. Yea, even fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. It's just a lot better. You're not going to lose it. You're going to know how to hang on to it. You're going to know how to wisely spend. You're going to know how to stay out of usury. You're going to know how to do things and go up rather than there's always the curve, all right? And a good man never worries about the curve on the long haul. But it is so much nicer to know when you get ready to quit, you're going to be on the way up curve, all right? In thought, wisdom, or whatever the case might be. Verse 20, I lead in the way of righteousness, or I walk in the way of righteousness. If she's leading you, you're going to too, and she promises she will. In the midst of the path of judgment, do you use good judgment, or can you be had pretty easy? I don't know. How sound in judgment are you? Wisdom gives you a solid rock, and that rock is Christ, of course, the Word of God. See that you're not a person that can be manipulated, but that you use wisdom. 21. That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. That's a promise. The word substance is yesh in the Hebrew tongue. And do you know what it means? It means that which has existence. Substance. Okay? 22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. A lot of people say, well, who built the world? Well, listen, this is as close as you're going to get to the emotions of God when the creation took place and even before. Verse 23. I was set up from everlasting, wisdom was. From the beginning or ever the earth was. That was me. I was there. 24. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. There was, before there was H2O, and before people knew, I was. Okay? 25, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. Wisdom was with God when he created. Well, how did he do it? Well, wisdom knew. That's why you should say, well, I think I want to get all that I can. Wisdom. 26, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. That's the first atom, first little speck. 27, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth. Do you know what that means? This is when Paul was said by Jesus, Paul, why do you kick against the prick? That's the sharp point of a compass that pins down so that you get a perfect circle with a compass. That's what this compass is. And Paul was trying to destroy the church, and it was messing up the perfect circle of God's plan. What he's saying is, I put everything out there where it's supposed to be, in the perfect circle. 28. While he, and wisdom was with him, okay? When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, I was with him. When he gave to the sea his decree, that means the shores, the limit. You go there, that's it. that the waters should not pass his commandment when he appointed the fountains of the earth. Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Now, you get a pretty good look into God's emotions there if you'll just really watch and listen. I was with him when these beautiful things were done, and I was his delight. He loves to see people that utilize wisdom. It makes his day. Okay. It gives him the very thing that he created man for, to give him pleasure, as it is written in the last verse of Revelation chapter 4, verse 31. Rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Love those sons of Adam, sons of God. I loved them, he said. Wisdom just followed them right there and was there for their taking. 32, now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways, that search diligently for wisdom, and that, did you catch the point? Keep it. Hang on to it. It's precious. After all, God did. He's kept her, hangs on to her, because she was with him from the beginning. 33, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. You don't have to make the same mistake that everybody in the world has made. You're smarter than that. You're wiser than that. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. Doing what? Waiting for more wisdom, but searching for her at the same time, using patience. You know, always remember this. Things happen on God's schedule, not ours. People get so antsy. I just wish this would hurry up, man. I just can't hardly wait for this one. Well, sure you can. You know why you're going to? You're going to wait, because it's not going to happen until God's ready. Do it. Be patient with it, all right? 35, for whoso findeth me findeth life. You know, that really is kind of a tough saying in a way, because that life means eternal life, and it means if you don't have it, you may not have eternal life. So that kind of lets you know that those that have the hope of eternal salvation had better diligently search for wisdom as well, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Why will they have favor? Because God loves that. You want to know what pleasures God as you were created to pleasure him? Again, last verse of Revelation chapter 4. For you to search for wisdom. Well, let me ask you something. Everybody tries to put God out of reach. That's a mistake. Because he's our Father. Okay. We're made in his image. And by putting him out of reach, I mean, just he's hard and he's, I mean, it's just, he's just looking for somebody to zap. Now, he loves his children. Now, let's take your children and favoring God, finding God's favor or causing God to have pleasure in you. When one of your own kids do something that is so intelligent, I mean, it's wise. And other people in the room see it and you go, that's my girl there. That's my girl that said that. That is my boy that did that. You see that? Well, it pleases God too. When he can be happy in what you decide, or you can sure hurt him because he's got feelings. You can even cause our Heavenly Father to shed a tear if he really is fond of you and had every intention of using you, and wisdom fell short. Not wisdom fell short, you did, okay? But that's a great verse there. It ties you into God's emotions. On the other hand, verse 36, But he that sinneth against me with them wrongeth his own soul. Nobody else. His own soul, all they that hate me love death. Whoa. Now that's, in other words, you're flirting with it. If you don't love wisdom, you're flirting with death. That means, that's not talking about death of the flesh. As God would say in Matthew chapter 11, what is it, 23 or 8, whichever, fear not those that can destroy the flesh body, but fear he who can cause your soul to perish. Okay. That's the death we're talking about. That's the final death. Now, wisdom speaks, all right. How do you find it? How do you track it down? Turn back with me to chapter 2. This is how you track it down. Chapter 2, verse 4. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, truth, knowledge, then shalt thou understand the fear or reverence of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. That's the way it's done. That's the way you track her down. And a lot is said in that, if you can just absorb it. Then in tracking her down, how do you find her for yourself at that time? Chapter 3, verses 13 through 15. 13 reads, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. I don't know, are you happy? If you find her, you're going to be. 14. For the merchandise of it, or her, is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. It sure is. Verse 15. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. That's why you want to find her. That's why you want to search her out. Let's just get this down right where the rubber meets the road, okay? It helps you, she helps you in planning your day and making your decisions. Always apply wisdom. Always be diligent that you look ahead to what could go wrong and what you're going to do about it to fix it. Using common sense to know. And whatever you do, wisdom will help you do it better than anybody else, and you're going to move up, because wisdom promises progress. And I guarantee you, it follows one day at a time, one step at a time. Don't just say, well, I want wisdom to give me $1 million right now. Wisdom say, that's the biggest idiot I've ever seen in my life. Doesn't fit in the category of wisdom, all right? One step at a time, using wisdom, knowing the traps that man lays for you, usury. Now, I know that young people have to go into usury, buying a home or maybe a car, but only borrow to make money. You have to have a home, and you got to have a car to get to work. But there are some things that are a no-no to borrow for, okay? I guess it's whatever people value things in life, but in many minds. Home entertainment is a good investment. Do you know why home entertainment is a good investment? Especially if the little lady can sing or dance, or I'm jesting. Television is one of the least expensive, used to be. It's kind of, they're jacking it up. But it's a lot less expensive to stay home and be entertained than just to go to a club where they've got a, whatever. Okay? See, big fees and so forth, you're going to spend more money, okay? Not to say that you shouldn't go, I don't want to get in trouble with you ladies. It's the, my old man never takes me out nowhere. Well, every once in a while, it ain't bad, you know. But if you, you know, I'll tell you what the problem is. You all are such superb cooks. Whew, you just can't buy food like that out anywhere. That's what makes the difference. Anyway, you boys owe me one, St. Patty's Day. but plan your day. And know, let me tell you something. I had such a good day, I'm just going to go out there and do it again. Hey, there's bad ones out there waiting for you. They're planning for you, friend. They've got their eye on your bank account. Now, I don't want to make anybody paranoid, okay? I'm saying, keep it in gear, okay? Keep it in gear, all right? Now, let's just ask ourselves a couple, three more questions and maybe just one more. We found out how to find it. I want to show you now how to woo it. Woo wisdom. Turn with me to chapter 4. And we've already covered this, but this is the way it's done. Verse 7. This is how you woo wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding, which is common sense. You woo her by getting wisdom. And common sense cannot help knowledge following. It's going to happen. Keep up on current events. Find out what's happening in the world. Know what the trends are. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to keep up with those things. You kind of have an ace in the hole. Maybe that's a bad statement, and some people would say that's sacrilegious to say that in the Word of God, because you do. It's going to happen exactly as it's written. So in the long haul, you know what's going to happen. And when you know what's going to happen, you know what to prepare for. You know what's going down, and you know how it's going down. So really, if you utilize enough wisdom to take advantage of that knowledge, and it's not sacrilegious to use it, wisdom, ever, when you use it in the right way, because there's nothing, sacrilegion and wisdom can't be in the same mouth, okay? Same operation, it won't fit. So do it God's way, utilizing common sense. Treat everybody right. Be the sweetest Christian in the country, and don't take nothing off nobody. Okay? Some of you are not smiling. I mean, that's I'm speaking of good Christians, all right? By not taking nothing off nobody, be wise enough to see anybody that would be trying to take advantage of you. All right. You won't find it in silver or gold. You find it in wisdom. And the silver and gold just sticks to that, okay? And I don't mean literally. I mean progress sticks to wisdom. It just gums up the wheels and just piles up, okay? It's called wealth. It'll treat you right. So I hope you've enjoyed listening, not to me, but to the voice of wisdom from God's Word. Wisdom was with him before he ever created anything, because it took wisdom to accomplish it. The same as it takes wisdom to accomplish a happy life, especially now. So she's precious. She'll always be with you. Love her. She will love you in return. Find her. And latch on. Woo her. Woo her. You know, and she will stay with you. You know. I see people that have trouble in marriages, you know. And they don't, some thinking of wooing, okay? And there'll be a couple get divorced, and you watch them, and pretty soon You see that old boy, I mean, used to, he'd kind of, they'd come home with big groceries and a little lady would have to carry him in and he'd maybe grab the lightest sack or something, you know. Lord, they get divorced and he gets him a new girlfriend and he's, let me get that door for you, darling. Oh, here, that's too heavy for you, let me tote that for you, you know. And just, I mean, really, I mean, if he would have done that for his wife, he wouldn't have lost her, okay? So sometimes, don't lose wisdom by not wooing her. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to put feet on that so you can grab hold of it, that wisdom is there for you if you listen. So chapter 8 of Proverbs is wisdom speaking. Always welcome her in. She's real good company. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for the privilege of studying your word, Father. Thank you for being with us. We ask it in the name of Yeshua Messiah, Jesus the Christ. Amen.